All right. Well, somehow I still managed to time out. So the quesadilla is done now, and it's moved onto the plate. I haven't quite looked at it just yet to see what we ended up with and how messy the machine itself is. It definitely seems to have worked in the way that it is officially, nice and warm and toasted and whatever. So now I'm going to cut it in the traditional quesadilla cutting way. It's definitely nice and crispy. The shell is warm. I'm just sort of trying to get a knife through it, and not working the greatest with this particular knife, but it's not because it's tough or hard or anything. It's just a table knife. And it definitely feels like things may have leaked out a little bit, which means I'm going to have some fun cleanup with the machine after this, after it cools down. But, all right, I've got a wedge here. And so now I'm going to pick it up. And topping is coming out of the side a little bit. But, it did really work nicely. So I think, despite the mess, this is a good way to do it. Just a couple little changes to make it less, well, more efficient, I suppose, is probably a better way of putting it. But it worked. I've got my meat and cheese, and now I've got sour cream to put on it, and I think I'm ready to time out again? Well, anyway, so I've got sour cream and things that I'm going to put on this, and I've got a quesadilla. So that's how that works.